As you all know, that the last tape that we made, we spoke about Birkat HaMazon. We're supposed to continue with Halachot Berachot, but since now, the days that we are in, they are called Ben HaMetzarim, days of sorrow and suffering for the Jewish people, for what happened in the history, and therefore they call them Ben HaMetzarim. The words Ben HaMetzarim are taken from the Bible in Megillat Echa, when Yirmiyah wrote the lamentation of Megillat Echa, crying and speaking what happened to the Jewish people at the time of Beit HaMikdash when it was destroyed. He said, Kol rodefeha hisiguha ben ha-metzarim. He said, all the enemies chased the Jewish people ben ha-metzarim. What does it mean, ben ha-metzarim? It has two different meanings. Ben ha-metzarim means between the borders, when they were running away from place to place, they chased them to find them and to cause them a lot of troubles. But one of the perushim, of the explanations, is Metzarim comes from the word tsar, suffering, between the days of suffering. Because the days of suffering in the Jewish history are known as the days of Shiva Asar v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Shiva Asar v'Tammuz, 17 of Tammuz. Tammuz is the fourth month in the Hebrew calendar, because the months are being counted from the month of Nisan. Nisan is the first, Iyar is the second, Sivan is the third, Tammuz is the fourth. And therefore, the Tammuz, which is the fourth month, is called Tzom HaRevi'i in the Bible. As the Navi Zechariah said, on behalf of Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvaot, Tzom HaRevi'i, V'tzom ha-chamishi, v'tzom ha-shvi'i, v'tzom ha-asiri. The fast that called, the fast that comes in the fourth month, or the fast that comes in the fifth month, or the fast that comes on the seventh month, or the fast that comes on the tenth month. We know that there is beside the day of Kippur four other suffering that the Jewish people went through, and they fastened them. The first one is Tammuz, because five different things happened in the history of the Jewish people on this day of Tammuz. The first one was that the Luchot HaBerit, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain of Sinai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, rush and go down, because the Jewish people were corrupt. They made the Egel HaZahav to worship it, and Moshe came down. When he saw what the Jewish people did, he dropped the Luchot from his hand and broke them. And the Luchot, when they were broken, it is considered just like Sefer Torah that is torn. And as you know, this is the best Sefer Torah written, because written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this is the first thing that happened on the month of Tammuz on the 17 days. Second thing that happened was during Beit HaMikdash, they used to offer Korban Tamid every day. Korban Tamid means God commanded us that we must serve Him by offering the Korban, two animals a day. One lamb in the morning and one in the afternoon, every day of the year, 365 days of the year, they were supposed to offer this korbanot. They call them korban tamid. Tamid means that they come always, all the time. And when the enemy surrounded the Yerushalayim, they used to send a lot of money, as our rabbi tells us, two pearls of gold they sent to the enemies over the walls, and the enemy used to send them a lamb to offer in Beit HaMikdash. They gave the enemy the gold, and the enemy put a pig instead of a lamb. And by this, they could not offer a korban that day. That is the second thing that happened in 17 Betamuz, that they were unable to offer korban tamid anymore in Beit HaMikdash. The third thing that led to the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, because the enemy broke through the walls of Yerushalayim, was able later on to destroy Beit HaMikdash. This is the third thing that happened. The fourth thing happened, the king of the enemies of the Jewish people burned all the books of Torah, the Sefer Torah, and that's what happened on 17 Betamuz. The fifth, last but not least, was that they put an idol in Beit HaMikdash instead of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to worship that idol in the Beit HaMikdash. These are the five things that happened on 17 Betamuz. This is because of that they told us to fast on the day of 17 Betamuz, because surely if all these things happened, they led to the destruction of the temple because of the avonot that were done, and the avonot are still with us. If we were any better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the consolation and the rebuilding of Beit HaMikdash. As long as the Beit HaMikdash was not rebuilt yet, it shows that we have the same avonot of our fathers, and that's why we have to fast in order that we will be able to make teshuvah and confess our wrongdoing and the wrongdoing of our fathers, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expedite the redemption of the Jewish people soon in our time. Then there is Tzom HaHamishi. Tzom HaHamishi means the fast that comes on the fifth month. Fifth month is Av. The fast that comes in Av is Tish'ah Be'Av, the ninth of Av. We know that the ninth of Av, we fast because of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, because the enemy came, reached Beit HaMikdash, and burned the Beit HaMikdash on the ninth of Av, which lasted the ninth and part of the tenth. And because it started with the Tish'ah Be'Av, we fast, and this fast of the Tish'ah Be'Av is much more strict than other fasts that we fast for the suffering that the Jewish people went through. I'm talking besides Kippur. Then we have Tzom HaShivi'i. Tzom HaShivi'i, the fast that comes because Gedaliah ben Ahikam was the leader of the Jewish people after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and there was a hope yet that they will continue again the kingdom of the Jewish people. They will rebuild Beit HaMikdash. Some, they came and they killed Gedaliah ben Ahikam, and because of that, we fast on that day. This happened on the beginning of Tishri. There is an argument when it happened. Some say it happened on the third day of Tishri. Some say it happened the first, but we don't fast on the first. They fast after Rosh Hashanah. That's why we call it Tzom Gedaliah, because we lost the kingdom of the Jewish people. Then there is Tzom. Of course, I didn't mention that there were five things happened in Tish'ah B'Av. The destruction, because our fathers, when they made the Avon of the Meragelim, they were ordered not to enter Eretz Israel. And this happened On the day of Tisha B'Av, as it is written, Vayivku ha'am b'layla ha'hu, and our Rabbi says, b'layla ha'hu means the night of the Tisha B'Av. The second thing happened, the destruction of Bayit Rishon. Third thing, destruction of Bayit Sheni. The third one, the city of Bitar, that were millions of people living in it, and they were fighting the enemy. They lost the battle, and it happened to be the city Bitar that was destroyed by the enemy. The fourth thing that happened, the Rashat of Nasrafans, one of the kings of the enemies, came and absolutely destroyed the place of Beit HaMikdash. It made it like a field that he plowed and planted different things over there. Then, of course, as we said, the fifth one, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. This is, as far as we said, the three Taniyot. The fourth one is Asara Betevet. What was Asara Betevet? The king of Babel came and he put Jerusalem in a siege. That's what happened in the tent of Tevet, which led later on to the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Because of these things that happened in history, we fast these 4 days. As I said, the idea of the fast, that we should make the Shuvah and regret what we are doing and feel bad that Beit HaMikdash was not built yet in our time because of our Avonot. And therefore, if when we make Teshuvah and bring into our mind the feeling that we regret and we confess for asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us, it may bring the redemption of the Jewish people soon in our time. This is the reason for these 4 fasts. Of course, these 4 are different. The Tisha B'Av is more strict than the other 3. All the 3 Ta'aniyot of Shva'asar B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedaliah, and Asara B'Tevet, they start from the morning till night. But the Tisha B'Av begins from the evening before, 24 hours, the evening before, till from the night, beginning of the night, till beginning of the night, the following beginning of the night. Every Jew has the duty to fast in these 4 days without any excuse, no matter what he is, a scholar or a simple man, a worker. As long as they are healthy, they are able to fast, they must fast. You shouldn't come and say, well, disturb me for my learning Torah. No. Even if he has to be disturbed from learning, he has to fast in these 4 ta'aniyot that are called by our rabbis, ta'anit tzibur, the fast of the public, which means the duty of all Jewish people to fast on these days, because there were days of fast that our rabbis set them for fast, but the Anabi said that we hope that some days these fast days will cease from being fast, they will change into holidays, days of rejoicing and happiness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring peace to us. Now, as I said, the only Tisha B'Av comes from beginning of the night till the beginning of the night the following day. Now, the question is, can a person get up and eat before beginning of the day in this Taniyot, Shva'asar B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedaliah, and Asara B'Tevet? Some they say he's not allowed to eat, but once he went to sleep, and he has in mind not to eat, this is forbidden. But if he made a condition before he goes to sleep that he wants to eat, to get up and eat, that then the fast did not start yet with him, he is allowed. The only thing, according to the Kabbalah, they say a person after sleeping and getting up after already comes close to the day, he is not allowed to eat before praying. Therefore, according to Kabbalah, they don't advise it. He should see to it that, of course, if he has to drink water, he gets up to drink water, he's allowed. But if not, wouldn't be allowed to eat. But as we say, lahalakha is mutar, permitted to eat if he makes condition before going to sleep. The days of Shva'a Savetamuz, Tzom Gedalia and Asara Betevet, a person can wash himself, he's allowed to wash, allowed to apply any kind of things on his body. He can wash shoes. Of course, he can drink. Rechitza, Sicha, Na'ilat HaSandal, or being with his wife. It's okay, except Tisha B'Av, that he is forbidden in these five things. What are they? Just like Kippur. Not washing, not applying anything to his body, and shoes, drinking is not allowed, and being with his wife. Now, the question, if he comes to wash himself, he can wash himself even with hot water. But the book said it's better not to wash with hot water, only cold. But if a person wants to restrict himself, it's good. But he doesn't have to. Now, if these ta'aniyot, they come on Shabbat, what do we do? We postpone them for Sunday. We don't make them all the year like Ta'anit Esther. Ta'anit Esther is not called the Pass of Sorrow. Only these four that I mentioned before, called Pass of Misery of Sorrow. But Ta'anit Esther, they call it our rabbis Ta'anit Shem Simcha, Pass of Joy. Why? Because the ending was happy ending. What was because of Ta'anit, God listened to them, to their prayer, and he really already redeemed them. Therefore, it's called Ta'anit Shesimcha. Ta'anit Shesimcha, they make it earlier. If it comes on Shabbat, they make it when? On Thursday. But other Ta'aniyot will come on Shabbat. Of course, Asara B'Tevet will never come on Shabbat. The other three, they will come on Shabbat. They postpone them for Sunday. Anything bad, you push it. You don't make it ahead of time. Now, a person must understand that when he is praying, in the prayers, they have to say Anenu, they read the special Torah, even if it comes Monday and Thursday, they don't read from Parasha of the week. What they read? Vayichal. There is a special part in the Torah, in Parashat Kitisa and Hamash Shemot, speaking when Moshe prayed for Am Yisrael after they made the Agel, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive them, and that's what we read, in order that Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. Of course, one thing we have to know, even though we say they read, Anenu, Vayichal, even if it comes on Friday, they have to do all this. And they continue to fast till the end of the day, even though that's entering Shabbat. Yes, there is two different opinions in the books, but the halakha is that we fast the whole day, entering the Shabbat with the fast. Of course, they don't say we do it, because I have Shabbat. Because of Shabbat, there is no... That means a person must understand the difference between Tisha B'Av and the rest of the days. Tisha B'Av is more strict. There is a custom among us, we Sephardim, that the Shabbat before the fast, the rabbi announcing that the coming fast, the day of the fasting during the week, to announce to the people to know. But not every fast we announce. Of course, Kippur, do we announce? Something known to all, they don't have to announce. There is three fasts we don't. Tisha B'Av, we don't announce. Ta'anit Esther, we don't announce. And Kippur, we don't announce. Only Shu'asa B'Tammuz and Asara B'Tevet, we do announce. And you know, they do it when? On Shabbat after Sefer Torah. The Chazan says it. If they don't understand the language, they say in Hebrew, is to tell it to them in the language they speak, the spoken language. People that they own restaurants, hotels, are they allowed to serve the people on the day of fast? That's a big question. There is a halacha, there is mitzvah in the Torah, lefnei iver, lo teten, mechshol. If a person comes to make avon, you should not be the cause for him to make avon. If you serve him, you are serving, causing him to make avon. What shall you do? Sometimes a person, the owner of the other son, said, Rabbi, if I don't serve him, he will go somewhere else. He's going to do it anyhow. But we say, you should not be the cause. But this is not necessarily the halacha. They can serve. Why? Because they don't know if this man, he is allowed to eat or not. Maybe he's allowed to eat. Therefore, I don't have to go and search, is he healthy? Is he not? I'm allowed to give it to him because I'm not sure that he's doing avon. If I'm sure, it would be not allowed. But if I'm not sure, therefore we tell them you can serve. Or grocery man. People are gonna come to buy. What surely they buy to eat today? Maybe not. Maybe to eat tonight. Maybe to eat later on. Therefore a person, he can do that. The question is, there is a woman is cooking. And she wants to know if she does cook it properly or not. She wants to taste the food. Could she taste the food on the day of fast or not? As long as she doesn't swallow, she can taste it and throw it. You know, salty or not, because by the tongue, she can realize if it's salty or not salty. Therefore, would be permitted. But in Shabbat, they should not. Except the Tisha B'Av. That of us, she could do it. Then, our brothers Ashkenazim, they don't even taste it at all. They say, should not taste in any fast. Person should see to it not to wash his mouth on the day of the Ta'anit. He wants to wash, should get up before the Ta'anit and wash his mouth and brush his teeth. But if we come to ask from the halacha point of view, can he or not? The halacha said as long as he's careful not to swallow anything, it will be permitted. But since it's very difficult that a person won't swallow, therefore we advise not to. But if he sees himself impossible, he knows that his mouth gives such an odor that it's not so good. He's suffering from it. Then we tell him he is permitted. He should be very careful when he's washing himself in such a way that his head would be down, that in order not to swallow. A person comes and said he wants to chew gum. Gum has always some sweetness in it. Since there is a sweetness that's swallowing it, therefore would be not allowed. unless there is a certain kind of gum, that nothing, no taste at all, just from the idea of chewing. That's a different thing. If there is such a thing, it's okay. But there isn't. I don't think there is. Sometimes there is, they say. They did it just for exercise of the mind. There is a person who is healthy and is fasting, but he wants to take certain pills. Can he take the pills or not? Why does he take them? He has a headache. I have a headache. I want to take aspirin or something like this. If he wants to take them really because of a headache, will add any water, it's okay. Let him swallow it because there is nothing to eat. No eating, no drinking. What kind of eating is that? That's eating? No. But if he comes, he said he has to take certain things. He's not well enough. The doctor told him to take pills and he wants to take a little water with it. As long as he takes very little water to swallow it, he's allowed. If he has to. How about smoking? Person wants to smoke during the fast day. Is it food or not? For some people, they tell you, for them, this is food. Halakha is not food. There is not real food in it. Therefore, for malakha of smoking is permitted, but the smoking is forbidden the whole year because of danger. Today already doctors, they determined that smoking is danger for a person. This is not the mitzvah. Any person that is able to stop smoking and he doesn't, he has avera every time that he smokes, because of the danger of his health. And today everybody knows it is danger. A person takes certain thing, he puts it in his nose. He's allowed, that's not food again. But chabi'ab is not proper to do it. You don't do anything for your pleasure. Day of chabi'ab is not day of pleasure, day of suffering. You don't do things of joy. And the person should restrict himself on chabi'ab, not to do these things. And as I said, chabi'ab is more strict than other days. If a person came on the day of the fast, he forgot today is a fast day. He took some things. Baruch atah Hashem lokem melech haolam. He remembers fast day today. He already said, Baruch atah Hashem lokem melech haolam. He should finish and taste it, and not eat. That shouldn't be beracha lebatala. Beracha lebatala is violating the law of the Torah, mentioning the name of Hashem for nothing. And this is, Hachamim told that to pass. Therefore, taste, and then don't eat it. Leave the rest. Person comes and said, Rabbi, should I fast another day because I ate something? Tested? No. If he eats a full meal, yes. Even a full meal by mistake, he doesn't have to. But if he wants to know that Hashem will forgive his wrongdoing, let him do it. He doesn't have to. But tasting, of course not. He doesn't have to fast another day. That, yeah. Okay? If a person forgot it, the day is a fast, and you ate a full meal, he comes to pray Mincha. He says, Anenu? What's Anenu? He just ate a full meal, what Anenu? Therefore, he should not say Anenu. But if he ate a little, less than 1 ounce, still he could say Anenu in the Mincha. Of course, we don't try to enjoy ourselves on the days of fast. How about if a person wants to get married, make a wedding, Of course, Shabbat Av not. Ben HaMetzalim, we don't make any weddings. How about other fast days? The halacha is permitted, but it's not a good luck to do it on the day of fast. We don't talk about eating. Eating will eat at the end of the day. But he wants to get married during the day. The halacha is not forbidden, especially if he still didn't make a mitzvah for Yavrivia. Now, who's supposed to fast on these days? Of course, if a person healthy, he must fast. If he is already of age, that means over 13 for a male and over 12 for a female, for ladies. Now, they said those that they eat on the day of fast, they should limit themselves with the food. Don't say, listen, I'm permitted to eat. He wants to eat 7-course meal. It's not proper. He should eat limited food just to sustain himself, to be able to continue. But enjoy himself. They don't tell him to enjoy yourself. Therefore, unless there is little children, you give them anything to eat. Or a person sick, whatever he needs. Pregnant woman or nursing woman. And they are not supposed to fast on Shavuot, Sabbath, Tammuz, on Asara B'Tevet, Tzom Gedalia. They don't have to fast. How long they be not allowed to fast? Pregnant woman, from the time that already they can realize she's pregnant, some they say from 40 days, some say from 3 months, even 40 days if she feels weak, we tell her she is permitted and she should not fast. But a nursing woman, 24 months after birth. Even if she stopped nursing, she is weak and she is not supposed to fast on these days. Shabbat Av, they should try. But the other three, they should not fast. But Shabbat Av, depend. If they feel weak or something, otherwise they should try to fast. Okay? And the other three, even they come, the woman says, I want to try. So don't try. You're not supposed to. Pregnant woman is no good for the child. Nursing woman, milk is no good for the child again. Therefore, depend on whether, even if she had miscarriage, after miscarriage 24 months, she is not allowed to fast for all the 24 months. Now, we say they are not allowed to fast, and therefore, they'll go to have 7-course meal. Again, they should not overdo it. Not to overdo it. They will not fast, they will eat. If a person is a sick man, even though he's not in danger of life, he will be able, but he's a sick man. He doesn't have the obligation of fasting on these days, except the Shabbat Av that he has to try. But the rest of the days of fast, he doesn't have to fast. Because Achamim, when they told us to fast, that's only for healthy people, not for a sick man. Even though there's no danger. Because Kippur, we say, unless there is a danger. And the Shabbat Av, they should try to do it also like Kippur, if they can. If they can, so they can eat. An elderly man, very old, he's very weak. You tell him to pass? No. Since he's so old, it's dangerous for him. Therefore, he doesn't have to fast on these days. Even without asking a doctor. Sometimes he said, I'll ask a doctor. I tell him, no, you don't have to ask. Go ahead, you can eat. It depends on certain people are relieved from this duty of fasting. people that they have joy and happiness, most joyous day of their lives, getting married, hatan, kala, they just got married. They have 7 days of chuppah that they're supposed to enjoy themselves. This is duty of hatan, to be happy 7 days after he gets married. Now, during these 7 days, does he have to fast or not? Sure. They have to try to fast, and all these 4 fast days that we mentioned before. Not only them. They call a man that has a Berit Milah. Who are the people on Baden Berit Milah that usually they say it's their holiday? 3. The father of the child, the one who is holding the sandak, they call him Nebo, and the Moher. These 3, they have the obligation to fast during the first days. However, these fast days, they come on Shabbat, were postponed for Sunday. They can eat on Sunday in the afternoon. They are permitted to eat Sunday afternoon. Milah and a father and Sandak and the Moher. All these people, they are allowed, not only that, it's good for them to eat because that's holiday. Therefore, they come to say, we want to try to fast. We don't want. It's gone. It's a holiday for you. You have to eat. Person comes and says, well, he has a yahrzeit. And happened to him that he has Berit Milah. You're not allowed to fast, even if it is a yahrzeit day. Once comes the day of Milah, he's supposed to eat. Or Hatan, and so on. You push away the yahrzeit day. Or Pidyon HaBen, comes the day of Ta'anit. So what happened? The child is born, you count the 30 days, the day to make a Pidyon will come, and day of Ta'anit. This man that has to make the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, can he eat or not? Of course, if it is Ta'anit that was on Shabbat and postponed for Sunday, he can eat. But if it is on the day of the Ta'anit, the way we said before, they have to fast. Then, there is one day will never come on Shabbat, Asara B'Tevet, but comes on Friday. As I said before, they have to complete the day fasting. All these people that we said, that they are not obligated to fast on these days, they can eat from morning. Don't come and say, listen, so what? They can't fast all day, but let them suffer, they know. Since they are relieved from fasting, they can eat breakfast. But as I said, don't take Saudat Shlomo Melech. It is known that the days of fast, they have special kind of prayers that we add to the daily prayer. Right after we do it, there's a special part. Every fast day has different parts according to what happened in those days. If a person will understand what's written in those prayers, they tell us exactly, Shvasav Tammuz, they tell us about all the 5 things that happened in the history why we fast Shvasav Tammuz, and so the rest of the Taniyot. There is a special prayer that we do. How about if a person is hatan, he came to the shul. You know, when hatan comes to the shul on the regular day, we don't make vidui. What do we do if hatan came on the day of the fast? They come, they say, we don't say vidui. We don't say le David, Nefilat Apayim, they call it in Hebrew. We don't say El Melech, we don't say Be'ur Rahum, but we say the parts of the Ta'anit. We say, but the Hatan doesn't say anything at all. Some, they have the custom to say the Be'ur Rahum, but they don't say the prayers of the Ta'anit. But according to Shulchan Aruch, we should say the prayer of the Ta'anit. But there were some communities that did not say the prayer of Ta'anit, they said only Be'ur Rahum. In some communities, they changed this, the shir of the day. There is every day a special psalm from the Tehillim. And they changed it to a different one for the day of Ta'anit. But we don't have this custom in our community. In our community, they read the regular shir of the day and the day. When comes Mincha, of course in Shacharit, they make Kohanim. The Kohanim, they bless the people every day in Shacharit. A Mincha, they don't. But Mincha of Ta'anit, the Kohanim, they make Kohanim and they bless the people. Which Kohanim? Only those that they fasted. The one who did not fast, out. He has to walk out, because he's not supposed to do Kohanim since he did not fast. Same thing in reading the Torah. If there is a Kohen, the who did not fast should walk out, that they should not invite him to go to the Sefer. Because the one who does not fast is not supposed to go to the Sefer. Who should go to the Sefer? Only those that they fasted. Now, when they make Kohanim, that we call it in Hebrew, Nesiat Kapayim, raising the hand to bless the people, must be close to sunset, not much before, half an hour, three quarters of an hour, but not, especially if it is before Pilagam and Ha, before the time of Arbit. They should not make Kohanim. They should make the Mincha close to the end of the days in order to be able to say Kohanim, not to make it too early. Because Mincha you can pray earlier. You can't say, I don't make Mincha earlier, I don't make Kohanim. No, then they don't say Kohanim. Kohanim has to be close to the end of the day. Because usually, why do we don't say Kohanim every day in Mincha? Because it's written not to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohanim, the service of Kohanim, should not be after drinking. And people, during the day, maybe they drink something. Since they eat, they drink. They will come maybe after drinking to say Kohanim is not allowed. But now this is, there is no food. That's why there's no drink. They say Kohanim. But since if they will do it early, they will come to be mistaken to be the other days also to do it. Therefore, they tell you to come close to the end of the day. How about the Hazan? It tells you if the Kohanim are not making Kohanim, I'm praying early. I would say the Kohanim, you know, when there is no Kohanim, the Hazan is supposed to say the prayer of the Kohanim, Eloheinu Elohotenu Barechenu Barecham Shalashev Torah. He doesn't say that. When there is no Kohanim, they don't do it. The Hazan also doesn't say it. Some communities like Ashkenazim, they do say it. How about if they lasted when Mincha late and already sundown? When they reach the Kohanim, it's already sunset. Could the Kohanim make Nesiat Kapayim or not? Some they say no. But some they permitted them Tzeta Kochavim. That means the twilight, they say they are permitted. In fact, they make it easier on them to say it. But we do it anyhow, a little early. that we don't. We try on Kippur. We rush it. That they should say the Quranim before sundown. They say Anenu on Shachrit and in Mincha. Not only in Shachrit or only in Mincha. In both ways they say Anenu. How about Arbit the night before? They say Anenu? Of course not. Anyhow, they don't fast from the night. The fast begins from the beginning of the day, at the end of the night. Therefore, they don't say Anenu at night. But in Chavia, they say, Zanin on all the three prayers, in Arbit, Shachrit, Mincha. There is an additional prayer on Chavia. What is it? Nahem. Some people, they say Nahem only in Mincha of Chavia afternoon. We say Nahem in all the three. What is Nahem? In Tishkon, B'toch Yerushalayim, Eirecha, the Berecha that they speak about Yerushalayim and the Amidah. In the middle of that Berecha, there is special prayer for Yerushalayim. And therefore, that begins with the word